Welcome to today's audio cast for Friday, July 20th, 2007 from AvWeb. Don't forget to watch and listen for our audio and video coverage from on location at EAA Air Venture all next week. When Joe Altizer's employer, Marpat Aviation of Logan, West Virginia, bought three French-built Alouette helicopters, they'd all been flying previously in the U.S. They all came certified in the standard category and with current airworthiness certificates. A couple of weeks ago, FAA inspectors, accompanied by state troopers, visited Altizer's hangar and grounded the helicopters, resulting in layoffs of two pilots and a very uncertain future for the company. The FAA says the absence of a piece of paperwork called a Certificate of Airworthiness for Export, which should have been with the aircraft when they were originally certified in the U.S., means they aren't eligible for that certification, and inspectors are tracking down all the Alouettes in the U.S. to possibly ground them as well. What's frustrating Altizer and other Alouette operators is the FAA doesn't seem to have a solution for a bureaucratic error of their own making, and it's the current aircraft owners who are paying the price. We've contacted the FAA and expect a response from them shortly, but in the meantime, AvWeb's Russ Niles talked with Altizer about the unusual situation and the burden it's placing on unsuspecting Alouette owners.
Talking with Joe Altizer, who's the chief pilot for Mike's Contracting, a West Virginia company that does mainly pipeline surveys and that sort of stuff, with a tough old French helicopter called the Alouette. You've got three birds grounded and two pilots laid off, and you're worried about your job. What's happening?
Well, what happened is Friday, the 6th of July, we were visited by a couple of aviation inspectors from Southwest Region up in Fort Worth, who conducted an inspection under part of the law known as 44709, which allows them to do that. During the course of that inspection, they found that there's a document that they were looking for that isn't there, that should have been supplied to them several years ago during the import of this aircraft, and wasn't. Well, other documents were supplied in its place, and it was allowed to be certified. So for the last several years, these aircraft have been operating through a succession of owners. Because that wasn't there, one of the findings of the inspection was it doesn't meet its type certificate data sheet, and as a result of that, since we can't produce it, we're grounded.
Now, this sounds like just a case of bureaucratic inertia gone absolutely mad. You've been discussing this with the FAA for 6 months, and what sort of answers do you have?
Well, to this date, really no answers. They aren't quite sure what to do in some circles. Then in other circles, the circles where these inspectors come from, they know what to do. Come and inspect for that document. And if it's not there, find that on the inspection, and now we're grounded. And if we fly the aircraft, if we move the aircraft now at all, then we're subject to enforcement action. However, they've made several offers to help us get the aircraft in experimental, which if we weren't doing this for a living might be viable, but since we do it for a living, we have several crews, several pilots here doing this work, it doesn't really help us, and they know that. So that's a little insulting too.
But this isn't a West Virginia issue. This is happening to Alouette owners all over the country, isn't it?
From what I understand, it's all Alouette series aircraft. And I've heard various numbers from the FAA, from 157 aircraft on the registry, and about 80 of them they feel like will be affected and not be able to produce this documentation. So that's quite a few aircraft. And certainly I don't know how many pilots, but in our case, two, we've laid off since Friday, and like you said before, I'm worried a little bit about my job.
These things are not falling out of the sky. There's no overarching safety issue that is provoking. This is straight paperwork, right?
As far as I can ascertain, I've asked several times, and I asked at the beginning of the inspection that we had here last Friday, in the FAA's view, is there a safety of flight issue with these aircraft? I've never gotten an answer of yes, except, well, in as much as it doesn't conform with the type certificate data sheet because of this piece of paper. From what I've been able to research, the Alouette series aircraft over the last 20-odd years has suffered somewhere in the nature of six accidents. none of which involved component failure to any real degree. Most of them are pilot error.
Now, this is a document that the French authorities could have supplied back when the aircraft was imported into the U.S. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. Not always French. The rule reads country of origin. So if it came from Germany or if it came from Italy or whatever, the authorities there are really tasked with inspecting the aircraft and certifying that it conforms to its type design. Now, if that doesn't take place and the aircraft comes into the country, there's an advisory circular and an FAA order that says something to the effect of, I don't remember it exactly, this document, which is an export certificate of airworthiness, or other certifying documents. And that's where we fell off the boat, I believe. Some of them showed up, did not have that export certificate. So somewhere, someone said, well, what else can they supply? Well, the letter of attestation that was produced on each of these aircraft was accepted. So for varying years, numbers of years, and in one case, I know one aircraft, Alouette aircraft, that's had roughly 5,000 flight hours on it since it was certified. It was accepted. The aircraft were certified standard category, and they've been going along happily ever since.
It's more than a piece of paper because you can't just call up the French authorities and have them issue one of these things, can you?
No, you really can't, because the title of the document, remember, is Export Certificate of Airworthiness. Now, we have called up the French authorities. The French authorities assure us that they'll work with us to inspect the aircraft again, which means send somebody over here, inspect whatever aircraft we point them at, and if they meet their type design, come up with a document that states that, appropriately worded for the FAA. However, as late as Monday, I was informed by Southwest Region that that's not good enough. It has to say Export Certificate of Airworthiness. So I don't know what more we can do. The same inspection they would do in France, they do here. Same wording of the document they would do in France, they do here, but because it doesn't say export certificate, which they can't give, it's not in their country. It's already here, it's already certified, it's already flying.
You can't even ship it back to France to have it certified there, can you?
No, because I have to have an export certificate to get it out of the United States. In order to do that, I have to get it inspected to conform to type design, which means the U.S. would have to do it. And I don't think they can do it or will do it.
So you've got a meeting with somebody from the FAA in Washington coming up next week or something. And do you think you're going to be able to get this all ironed out?
Well, I don't know. Number one, I don't even know if I have the meeting yet. We've been playing phone tag. I've asked for it. I've got no reply yet back that we can get it. So if I can get it, possibly we can get something straight and work out a plan of action. But I don't have hopes, because that's what we thought we were doing now. I'd spoken with the people in Washington in February who assured us that if we could do certain things, provide whatever they wanted, then they'd back off. It wasn't until April that we found out exactly what they wanted, and it was solely and exclusively the Export Certificate of Airworthiness, an impossible document to obtain. So when I wrote them back and said, hey, look, we'll work with foreign governments. However, we could maybe do another part of the rule that says this. What do you think? Can we do that? Since then, I've had no reply at all, except last week, hey, we're coming to inspect. That was the reply I got.
And this is the only document that will do?
Apparently. And I just don't know how I'm supposed to obtain it, even though no rule says I'm even supposed to have it in the records or maintain it. They're asking me to produce it. I'm at wit's end here. I'm at a loss for the common sense application here. There's no safety issue. It hasn't fallen out of the sky anywhere. None of the components are flying apart. No rotor blades are shredding in flight. It appears to be the FAA made a simple administrative mistake that has been allowed to continue for the last several 15 to 20 years over possibly as many as 80 aircraft. And in order to fix this simple mistake, they think the way to do that is to put owners at risk of their investment, operators such as us, out of work.
Well, they think the solution is to ground the fleet.
Well, you know, if nothing flies, they got an easy job, right?
Marpat Aviation's Joe Altizer will keep you posted on that one. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@afweb.com. Don't forget to look for AFWEB's next audiocast on Monday, July 23rd. And listen and watch for our daily audio and video coverage from on location at Oshkosh all next week. I'm Mike Blakeney for AFWEB Audio. Thanks for listening.